Yeah, definitely happy with the win. Box Saturday in Rotherham, weighed in 4 o'clock, see my opponent, had the medical done and boxed and got the title.
Which is fantastic. It's your first England title as well, isn't it?
It is, yeah. So the belt was vacant, and luckily for myself, and obviously with Jace's help, our head coach, he got the matchmaking right and he made it happen, to be honest. And the opportunity arose and I took it and come home with a win.
So who was your opponent?
He was Sam Clark. Very good kid. Done a little bit of research on him. He had won the Tri Nations. He represented GB as a youth. He's just come up first year as a senior at 56 kilos. I stuck to my game plan, did what I had to do, and I thought I beat him quite comfortably, to be honest.
So talk us through the rounds then. How was each round for you?
I was on ninth, so eight fights before me. Everyone has their own sort of bits to get ready and stuff like that. Me, I'm dead relaxed. And on the night, I was dead focused, relaxed, not giving anything, any sort of nerves away. I had seen him in the change rooms. He seemed quite nervous. He was a very big lad, to be honest. One of the other lads on the team was saying, look, nah. We spotted him and he said, look, that's not your lad. He's a couple of weights above. And then Jason, about an hour later on, he says, look, that's your lad. And it turned out to be him, to be honest. So he was a big guy. So the rounds, it was a sketchy first round. It could have gone either way. He was falling short, to be honest. Second round, comfortably won that. And third round, comfortably won that too. Yeah, it was good.
So as you went through, were you confident you were doing enough and pushing through? Was Jason saying to you, yeah, we think you got that round?
Jason was saying, look, obviously, you don't want to leave no stone unturned. So just go again, make sure you don't leave nothing in the ring, carry on going so you're not coming out of the bout thinking, you know what, I could have done a bit better. But so obviously the encouragement from the corner kept me going. But you know within yourself if you're up or not, especially if he's falling short and missing shots wildly. But we had a few good exchanges, both of us landing with some good shots. But yeah, I think I was just at one step in front of him and making it awkward for him, to be honest.
So getting the 56 kilo England title, real good confidence booster for you going into the rest of the season.
Yeah, so obviously we've got the combine services coming up, and to have boxed for this English title and to come on top and obviously win it, that enforced the mark now. I've set it in stone, just need to hold on to it now. But yes, I'm confident for these combines coming up, and yeah, I've made my mark, like I say.
Would you say it's sort of the highlight of your career so far in the Army boxing team?
Yeah, definitely. It's one down. The other lads on the team are saying, look, you know what, Shaka, these are one down from the ABAs. You're number one, apart from GB lads that are on the GB podium squad. Before the ABAs and you've won this title, you're number one at your weight, and everyone's going to be trying to take this belt off you now. So people are lining up, but I've made this spot toasty and it's staying toasty.
And are you back out in the ring anytime soon, or is it now just really focusing on the UK Armed Forces Championship?
Well, saying that, I'm actually out on Friday against Ireland International, a team coming down, and we're going to be boxing in Woking. I like it that way. It keeps us busy. The ring rust ain't there. Like I say, Jace has the matchings there for us, and he matches us quite evenly, to be honest. He's our, like, Eddie Hearn of the Army boxing team. He looks after the boys. He gets us sorted with, like, the matchmaking. But yeah, so I'm boxing this Friday. I've been out, this the fourth time this season, my third time in 3 weeks. So yes, it's good to be like that, to be honest, for myself anyway.